Hey guys, Darren Bentley here. And before we get started, I wanted to make a special announcement. We have officially opened registration for the Private Money Conference, which is a 3-day live event where you will learn directly from Jay and his team how to raise thousands of dollars in private money to fund all of your real estate deals. Now, in today's changing market, more and more people are losing out to other investors because most of those investors have the cash to fund these deals. Did you know that you are missing out on 87% of the real estate deals out there because you don't have access to private money? Sadly, most real estate investors don't even know this is the reason why they continue to lose deal after deal. And with everything that's happening in the market today, you absolutely need every advantage available to you. And having access to unlimited amounts of private money is your big advantage. So to register for this live event, head over to jayconner.com/event. Again, that is jayconner.com, jayconner.com/event, where you will be able to lock in your seat for this live in-person 3-day event, which takes place June 12th, 13th, and the 14th in beautiful North Carolina. But you got to be fast because there are a limited number of seats, and when they are gone, they're gone. So again, to take advantage of this incredible event and to learn how to raise all the private money you'll ever need directly from Jay Conner and his team, head over to jayconner.com/event. Again, that is jayconner.com, jayconner.com/event. Now let's get into today's episode.
Welcome to another amazing episode of Raising Private Money. I'm Jay Conner, your host, and this is the podcast where we talk about how to raise private money without ever asking for money. Well, you know, the two biggest questions that I get from real estate investors, particularly new ones or seasoned real estate investors, is, first of all, where do I get the money? And secondly, well, how do I find the deals? Where are the motivated sellers, particularly when there's nothing in the multiple listing service? Well, we're going to answer that second question on today's show, is where in the world, and particularly in this market, can you find motivated sellers that are off market and don't have their houses in the multiple listing service when, first of all, there's hardly any inventory out there? Well, I have got a good friend, fellow mastermind member, and expert on how to find these motivated sellers on the show today as my guest. He is actually the founder of Bateman Collective, which specializes in online motivated seller lead generation. And he and his team do it through PPC. They do it through SEO, search engine optimization, and also Facebook ads. Well, he and his team, listen to this, generates over $50 million in wholesale assignment fees for over 150 real estate investment companies each year. In just a moment, you're going to meet my good friend and motivated seller expert finder, Mr. Brandon Bateman, right after this.
If you're a real estate investor and are wondering how to raise and leverage private money to make more profit on every deal, then you're in the right place. On Raising Private Money, we'll speak with new and seasoned investors to dissect their deals and extract the best tips and strategies to help you get the money, because the money comes first. Now here's your host, Jay Conner.
Well, Brandon, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, Jay. I'm super excited to be here. Got to say, I can't bring the energy like you do, but happy to be here anyways.
Well, hey, look, I'm not worried about the energy. If you can bring the deals, then that's all we care about, is you bringing the deals, man. And you know, as I said in the intro, that's one of the two most common questions I get. Where do you get the money? I got the answer to that without relying on banks and institutions and hard money. And the other question you've got the answer to, and that is, how do you find these motivated sellers? And I'm telling you, I'm just so excited to dive in. So we're going to unpack your strategies, how you find these people and all that kind of good stuff. So first of all, Brandon, how are you qualified to even do what you do?
You know, to be honest, Jay, I don't know that anybody's ever asked me that question. How am I qualified to do what I do?
How did you get good at it? I mean, you're finding motivated sellers. I mean, $50 million in assignment fees that you provided. I mean, obviously, you got a large client base of wholesalers, you know, with the assignment fees. But how did you get started doing this? And how did you get so good at it? I mean, that's a lot of activity and a lot of business.
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm a pretty young guy. I started this business actually when I was in college, because I was really passionate about marketing, just wanted to learn more about that. And kind of in this, what you may or may not know about the world of digital marketing right now is it's kind of a different world completely every couple of years. And what that means is it's a really great place to break into business if you're pretty young, because you in a few years could be the best in the world at it, better than people that have been doing it for 20 years, because what they were doing for the first 18 of their 20 years was a different thing than what it is right now. So anyways, that considered, that's kind of why I was pretty passionate about digital marketing. One of the first clients that I ever got was a real estate investor. They had worked with a bunch of different agencies and just weren't able to make, in this case, Google PPC was the marketing channel. They just couldn't make it work. And we were able to double their revenue in the first year without any more ad spend. The second year, we doubled the revenue again without any more ad spend. And then the third year, we doubled the ad spend and doubled the revenue and got them to over $1 million from the single marketing channel in their wholesale business, which together with their other marketing channels made it a pretty good wholesaling business. So that was kind of my introduction to real estate. And that story starts about 6.5 years ago. At this point, Damon Collective has been focused just on working with real estate investors for about the past 3 years. And it's all we do all day, every day. I've got about 30 team members that support these campaigns and work with our clients. And our goal is basically to be the best in the world of this one niche form of marketing, and it's pretty fun.
Wow. So break down for us, and I mentioned it briefly in the intro, but the different kinds of digital marketing that you do for real estate investors, and how are they different? How are the channels different?
Yeah, good question. So there are a few different channels that we use. I would categorize them into two different buckets. The first one being search marketing, and then the second one being social. And this is, I guess, before I even get too much into how these channels are different from each other, it's worth noting how they're different from other channels that you're probably familiar with, because the big channels when it comes to direct to seller marketing are going to be direct mail, cold calling, texting, all that kind of stuff. So what makes these channels primarily different is that they don't start with a list. In cold call, texting, direct mail, those, you basically have a list of properties that you're looking for, and then you're going to target people based on that. When it comes to online marketing, we're going to target based on all kinds of different criteria, including mostly online behavior and intent. And that's what makes it really, really fascinating. The first channels that I mentioned, search marketing channels, the really cool thing about this is that you can target people based on what they actually intend to do. Because what someone types into Google says a lot about the future, what they're likely to do. Like you and I met in Tampa. If I were to type into Google flights from Salt Lake City to Tampa, it's pretty likely that I'm going to end up flying to Tampa pretty soon, right? And those are things that Google knows. And this behavioral data or this intent data is so much more predictive of someone's behavior than just the fact that they're on some list. So that's kind of the unique thing about this. The other thing that's unique about it is these people are going directly to you. You know, it's like as if you were doing direct mail and they were just going to their special mailbox where they just had postcards from people that want to buy their house, just looking and hoping that they could find someone to buy their house, right? So that's the thing that's pretty exciting about this. So if I were to just describe each of the channels briefly, if we have search marketing, we kind of break that out into two specific channels. Let's just say someone types into Google. At the top of the page on Google, you're going to find paid ads. That's what we call PPC marketing. And that's a paid way to win on Google. It's like a light switch. You turn it on, you turn it off, you pay your way to the top, and you get leads. Below that are organic results. Those organic results, you kind of have to earn your way there. So you can get the same kind of leads you get from paid ads on Google, but it's a much slower ramp up. And long-term, it tends to be a lot more cost efficient to kind of earn your way there by basically convincing Google that you deserve to be there. So that's the discipline of search engine optimization. So there between PPC and SEO, you have the same types of leads, but for PPC, you have to pay for them. And then for SEO, you kind of have to earn your way to get those leads. And then the final channel is just paid ads through Facebook, which is a little bit different. It's a little bit more comparable to something like TV advertising, for example, where you're reaching a really broad audience. And the reality is it is more targeted than that, but still you're reaching someone with online ads. And really all three of the channels work. People ask me which one has the best return on investment. It's going to be SEO. But in the first year, what would have the best return on investment? That's going to be either PPC or Facebook ads. Facebook does it through a bit of a lower lead quality, but also lower lead cost versus Google PPC is going to be your faster cash conversion cycle, a little bit more scalable, and a little bit quicker to work than SEO. So that's a quick breakdown of the different channels.
Sure. And your company, Bateman Collective, that you founded, is when the services that you provide that you're talking about, is it like completely done for you to where the real estate investor just tells you and your team what they want and then you all make it happen? Or what's on the side of the real estate investor as far as their involvement?
Yeah. I can describe like kind of where we end and where the real estate investor starts. We kind of cover everything up to the point that the lead is generated. So that means that we're creating ad creatives, we're managing all the targeting, we're managing the budgets, we're managing the optimization of the campaigns, we're managing the landing page that the ads go to that generate the lead, the tracking, all that kind of stuff. As soon as the lead is generated, that's where it becomes the responsibility of our client, where they have to call the lead, text the lead, email the lead, whatever it takes to get in touch with them and try to negotiate and purchase the house. So that's kind of the delineation. The only other thing that we ask of our clients, and this is kind of unique of us, but it is part of what makes us really good at what we do, is we do put all the leads that we generate for our clients into a database, and we ask that they give us feedback on those leads as to how good they were and how far they progressed into their sales funnel. And then we use that data to optimize the campaigns so we can generate more of the highest quality leads. And that's a little bit more work for the client, but what it does for us is it allows us to hold our team internally accountable to the results for our clients. And it allows us to train Google on exactly what types of leads we're looking for so we can optimize for not just the number of leads, but also for the quality of leads, which is the reason that most people, when they've been working with a different company and they switch to working with us, they find that their number of leads often will go down, but their quality of lead will go up such that they're doing more deals from less leads.
Well, you know, that's what matters. I mean, you hear people talk about, well, what's the cost of your lead? What's the cost of the lead? That's important to know, but it's exponentially, in my experience, more important to know what's the cost of your conversion. What's the cost? How much are you paying to get that deal? Now, of course, that's assuming that you and your team, not you, Brandon, but the real estate investor, knows how to convert a lead and take that lead down. So you mentioned that, is it Google primarily that you do PPC, or do you do other search engines as well?
Well, there's only, in the world of PPC, there's only kind of two platforms that matter. There's going to be Google, which is the biggest one. And then we have Microsoft, which has a variety of other search engines like Bing, Yahoo, DuckDuckGo, all kind of fall under that umbrella. We do both. Although it's worth saying that Google's definitely where there's more business. The advantage of Microsoft is sometimes that it can be cheap, but really low volume.
Gotcha. Well, since you've got so many clients, 150 different real estate investing companies, you know, that are using your service, have you done any kind of analytics or any kind of data? And my guess is, you being a numbers guy and a digital marketing guy, you probably have. Do you have a sense as to, across the board, how many Facebook ads leads have you got to get to convert a deal? And of course, that's going to vary with the operators. But generally speaking, how many Facebook ad leads have you got to get versus, say, a Google lead? Because, you know, Google leads, they're searching for us. What kind of feedback are you getting on that?
Yeah, fantastic question. And we ironically do have all the data because we gather that to help optimize the campaigns. And that can paint a little bit of a picture for you of lead quality. Because when we talk about quality of lead, a lot of people just don't know what that means. So the first thing I can talk about is the number of leads per contract on Google versus Facebook. Facebook's just slightly higher. Google's about 15.5 leads per contract. Facebook, by our newest benchmarks, which aren't even published yet, ironically, I just got this data barely, is close to about 18 leads per contract. So,
I thought it would have been more different than that.
And a lot of people think it's going to be a lot more different than that. And the reality is, Facebook has a bad reputation in this industry, but people blame the channel when the reality is the strategy is to blame for the lead quality generally on Facebook. Basically, with Facebook, there are ways to get good lead quality. You just have to manage it properly. And we actually did a whole master series on our podcast just about this. So if anybody wants to look at that, it's just, you can go to podcast.babencollective.com. It's a three-part series called the Facebook Ads Masterclass that was published probably a month or two ago, where we talk about some of the strategies that we use. The reality is that's not like how Facebook necessarily works as a channel. If you just go onto Facebook and you run ads, more likely than not, you'll end up with 50 or 60 leads per contract. But if you do the right management techniques, and that has to do with like the way that you're targeting the ads, the way that the creative is optimized, the landing page and the form structure and things like that. You do all that right, then you can increase the lead quality.
Interesting. Yeah, you're the first person I've heard talk about, and of course it makes sense, that in words, you just don't want to throw an ad up there and think that's going to work, right? And of course, you've got years of, well, you've been doing exclusively for real estate investing for the past 3 years, so you've got a lot of data. So what is, and I know this is a loaded question because it's going to depend on the market, it's going to depend on the operator, a lot of depends, but what is like a beginning, out of all your clients, what's like a beginning budget or monthly budget that someone really needs to think about having in place for them to really, you know, be able to take advantage and optimize your company's services?
Yeah, great question. I love loaded questions. I'll never be able to answer them perfectly, but you know, that's the stuff that everybody cares about, right? So as it relates to budget, there's a few things to think about. A lot of people put budget in terms of a monthly budget. I like to think of it in terms of like budget to get a campaign started, which includes a monthly budget, but the other factor there is how long are you going to do it? Because your budget has a lot to do with how long it takes for the campaigns to optimize and how long it's going to take for you to get enough data to know how the channel works. So the first thing, even before we get into monthly budget numbers, my recommendation is always to give the channel about 6 months of runway so that you can actually understand how it works. And if I could choose between a large budget spent over like 1, 2, or 3 months versus a smaller or medium budget spent over 6 months, I would always choose the 6 month time frame, because sometimes it takes more time than it does money to figure things out. Of course, both of those are factors, and the more budget, the quicker you can optimize. So that's the first thing that we want to think about, is whatever number we choose has to be sustainable for about 6 months. And you don't want to be the guy that's like out of money tomorrow and can't sustain the campaigns. The second thing to think about is your market. If you're in a really small market, like Jay, I know you're in a market of 40,000 people. The reality is I just wouldn't do PPC in a market like that. Usually we're looking for 250,000 people at least, ideally more than 500,000 people in a market. But if you're in a market of 9 million people versus a market of 500,000 people, there's going to be different caps on how much budget you can spend. And you don't want to just inflate your ad costs by coming in super hot with a high budget, with a high diminishing return. So this is something where I can't give you a precise advice now, but it is worth talking to somebody who knows what they're talking about, and kind of help you through the process of deciding the budget. And then the last thing that you want to think about is in terms of a minimum budget. Usually most of our clients are starting out somewhere between $5,000 and $15,000 a month in total cost of the campaign. We do have some clients going as low as about $3,250 a month. And of course, we have clients into the six figures, although it's rare that they start there. More commonly, they'll start more in the $5,000 to $15,000 a month range, and then they'll ramp up to there over time. So I guess what I'm saying there is, if you're too low on budget, it can be a little bit cost prohibitive, specifically for Google PPC, which is the number one channel that our clients start with. And I'd say starting at about $3,250 a month, multiplied by 6 months, that's where you might be in business, but plan for somewhere between $5,000 and $15,000 in most markets.
Okay. So when a client is investing with you to get these leads, are they getting all the services that you offer, or are they picking and choosing? Like, are they getting the Facebook? Are they getting the Google? Are they getting, you know, the SEO? Are they getting everything?
It totally depends on the client. And generally what we'll do is we will make a recommendation based on what budget they do have available, and also based on what goals they have. Like let's just say I'm talking to you, Jay, and I ask, like, what is success in this campaign? You say success is that I get a deal a month over the next 6 months. I'm not going to recommend SEO, because that's not going to happen on SEO, right? SEO is a long-term game where you're going to do awesome year two, but you might not do as well year one, right? So let's just say we're talking SEO. I want to make sure that you understand what game we're playing, because the worst thing you can do for SEO is invest the money into it, and then before it starts working, end up quitting, so you never actually get anything from it, right? So when we're talking SEO, that's a different conversation. If we're talking between Google and Facebook ads, we love to do both together. And actually, if you look at the way our pricing structure, we don't charge a lot more to add to the second channel. It's pretty cost efficient. But we like to do that because sometimes in a certain market, one of them outperforms the other by a decent margin. And it's not perfectly easy to predict which one that's going to be. So having both channels allows us to have a little bit more of a diversified approach. And then it's not uncommon that we'll end up cutting one of those at some point to just double down on the other one that's working better for us. So that's a common strategy. Although if you have just a minimum budget, then usually we're just going to choose one channel and go all in versus trying to split across multiple.
Real quick, y'all, you guys already know that I don't run any ads on this and I don't sell anything. And so the only ask I can ever ask of you guys is that you help me spread the word so we can help more real estate investors make more money, feed their families, and have the private money they need to fund their deals. And the only way we can do that is if I ask you to rate and review and share this podcast. So the single thing that I ask you to do is you can just leave a review. It'll take you 10 seconds or one type of the thumb. It would mean the absolute world to me. And more importantly, it may change the world of someone else. Right. Well, it makes total sense because you're not going to know which one to ramp up and which one to tone down until you've got the data on both Facebook and, you know, the search engines. It's like, you're sort of like firing a gun in midair with no target.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and we're super data driven. So that's always the goal. And the goal always is to know even before we start where our money's going to be well spent. But this is marketing, and any marketer that tells you that they know how a campaign's going to perform before they actually run it and see the data is just lying through their teeth. You don't know. It's still unpredictable. As much as people want to look at me and say, like, you've done this so much for so many companies, you must have like some predictable solution where you just do this and you know it's going to work. It's not true. In fact, doing this for this long for this many companies has taught me the opposite. At the beginning, I thought like you do a campaign 5 times and it works really well. And you think you know what you're doing until you work with enough companies and enough markets, you learn how little you actually know about what's going to work. And real marketers are just curious people that are really eager to figure it out.
Now I know why I'm a marketer.
There you go.
I have insatiable curiosity, just like a child. Now, there's pay-per-click and there's pay-per-lead, and different companies, you know, do it different ways. So is your client paying like per lead that's coming in, or is there a marketing budget and whatever you get is what you get? How does that work?
Yeah, there is a marketing budget and whatever you get is what you get. You could spend 10 grand and get 0 leads and you've officially spent 10 grand and got nothing. Or you could get infinity leads and you're not going to get billed anymore for your infinite number of leads. It's a little bit of a different model than the pay-per-lead model. Ironically, I'm glad you bring this up because pay-per-lead and pay-per-click could get like put together for some reason.
They're very different. Yeah, explain the difference between PPC and pay-per-lead.
It's the same difference as there is between direct mail and pay-per-lead or text messaging and pay-per-lead. Like pay-per-lead's a method of buying leads. It's not a marketing channel. A lot of people think it's a marketing channel when the reality is those pay-per-lead companies are doing marketing to sell you those leads. And whatever marketing they're using, that's ultimately the channel that you're utilizing. You're just buying it on a per-lead basis instead of buying the raw marketing. Like instead of, you know, paying 40 cents per postcard to send a bunch of postcards out, you're just, someone else is doing that, and then you're just paying them when they get a response from those postcards. It's the same deal. So for some reason, PPC and pay-per-lead kind of get put in this group together when really they're no more similar than any other marketing channel and pay-per-lead. But yeah, pay-per-lead, as for its viability as a marketing channel, it could be great, it could be bad. A lot of people have very mixed results with it. And that's because the lead quality is really mixed, because pay-per-lead companies generally will do a lot of different marketing channels and they will change those over time. And, you know, so things could be going great and then they change their marketing channel and then suddenly things aren't going as great for you or something like that. So they're both viable options, although pay-per-lead is a common way for people to get into more an inbound lead gen type of channel without having the kind of commitment that I'm talking about with like 6 months and a pretty consistent budget. You know, you could just buy even sometimes a single lead if you want to. Although I would argue that the fact that it doesn't need, like you're not forced to be consistent, doesn't mean that you shouldn't be equally as consistent as you would be with PPC. It's just a different channel. So anyways, a lot of people have success with pay-per-lead. A lot of people hate pay-per-lead. And I would kind of consider them as different channels. The advantage to PPC though is that you do own you own all your data and you own your strategy. You can adapt that versus pay-per-lead, you kind of get what you get. So I would be nervous to have a business based on pay-per-lead, but I think it could be an excellent supplemental channel.
Gotcha. So with the PPC, you and your team are managing the client's Google account and you're managing, you know, getting the ads done for them. So for your client, are you also helping brand them since it's their own pay-per-click account?
Absolutely. Yeah. Whatever their company name is, people will be going to that company's website. They will be interacting with it. They will be reaching out to that company. And then you're going to be calling them later from that company. This actually builds your brand. So pay-per-lead is very much just like a quick hit, but not a great long-term strategy, versus PPC is more of your midterm strategy and SEO is more of your long-term strategy. And they all have their place, right? Like if you need revenue today, then a channel that involves some ramp up might not be the best fit for you. But most more seasoned companies are doing their own marketing under their own brand. It has every advantage other than the fact that it's just not like a quick hit, like you just buy a lead right now.
Yeah, I love that. And I want my audience to understand that difference with pay-per-lead. All the branding is whoever the company is that you're paying the money to. Now you're getting the lead, but the prospect is going to their website and filling in the information. As you just described, the difference there, Brandon, on PPC is it's your company that's being marketed. And the beautiful thing, it's your team that is, you know, handling all that from start to finish. And the thing of it is, unless the real estate investor knows digital marketing like you and your team, then I don't think most people are going to even have hardly any success with trying to do their own PPC. I mean, my guess is you've probably had some clients that have come to you that tried to do their own PPC and were not successful with it.
Yeah, it definitely happens. And we've even had clients work with us and then go leave and do their own thing, then come back. I've seen people do well on their own PPC. I mean, it really comes down to what is your value as a business owner? And if your number one contribution to the business is that you are capable of running a technical campaign on a platform for one of your marketing channels, then I think your vision of the company is far too small. Everybody has their own, you know, place they want to be. But I guess what I've even seen it happen with some people where they're like, oh, the way to get to the next level is to learn to do my own PPC. And then they learn it and then their company does get to the next level. And then at that level, they're like, okay, now to get to the next level, I just have to hire an agency anyways. Because that's how you grow. Or they have this idea of like hiring someone in-house to do it, as if you're going to find awesome PPC talent that wants to work for you, like the real estate investment company that wants to spend 10 grand a month on PPC. Like no great talent in this industry wants to work. And that's like the least job security anybody's ever had in any job in the history of the world would be an in-house PPC manager for a real estate investment company. So then not in terms of like learning or growth opportunity either. So I guess what I'm saying is, yeah, it is viable. And I know people that do their own PPC and do it successfully. It takes a certain type of person. And if you are that person, then great. And if it works for you, you'll probably end up delegating it at some point anyways. I'm a firm believer that a business owner should try to do as little as possible from a working in the business type of standpoint. And I would not call managing a PPC campaign to be working on the business.
No, that's definitely working in the business for sure. Yeah. I mean, doing your own PPC and your own digital marketing campaigns is like rehabbing your own single family houses that you're going to flip. I mean, Brandon, I had someone, I had a real estate investor one time. I was speaking at an event, and the real estate investor says, well, I just love doing my own rehabs. It's like therapy to me. And you know what I said? I said, anybody that does their own rehabs needs therapy. That's what I say, right? do I even look like I know how to hold a hammer? No, I don't know how to hold a hammer. Good night. I'd be hammering my fingers off. I mean, it just comes down to the point. The more you get out of your own way and let people do what they do best, and then you just do what you love to do, your business will scale and skyrocket. This has been amazing, Brandon. How can the audience get in touch with you and your team and find out what you all could do for them in their market?
Yeah, great question. If anybody has, I mean, all those questions, like how many leads could I get? What kind of budget should I have? What markets should I target? All that stuff, questions that we get on a daily basis. It's just easier managed on one-to-one kind of conversation. So if you go to batemancollective.com, you can, on there, there's a place where you can reach out to my team and schedule a call and kind of talk through some of these questions for your specific scenario. If you're just kind of interested, like if you like this flavor content a little bit and you want to maybe start preparing yourself to be ready to do something like that in the future, I highly recommend our podcast. You can find it at, it's called the Collective Clicks Podcast. You can find it at podcast.batemancollective.com. And we put a lot of content in there about like strategy. A lot of people don't realize that there's a lot of strategy. Like we have entire episodes dedicated to like how to choose your budget, entire episodes dedicated to like how to figure out what kind of geographic targeting to do for your PPC campaign. You know, all those kinds of things. Highly recommend you check that out so that you can kind of become well-versed in that and know enough as a business owner. There's like a certain amount that you should know to where you can have productive strategic conversations, but not necessarily be in the weeds doing everything. So I highly recommend you check that out.
That's awesome. Brandon, this has been fascinating having you on as a guest, answering one of the two top questions that all real estate investors have. And you nailed it, Brandon. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yep. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate your time.
You got it. Well, there you have it. Another amazing episode of Raising Private Money with Jay Connor. I appreciate you in joining me here on the show. And something that would just really mean the world to me is if you would share this episode. You know, I don't run any ads on this show. I don't sell anything on this show. And we need your help to just spread the word so we can have people keep listening, so we can keep having amazing guests like Brandon Bateman. So if you're watching on YouTube, be sure and ring that bell. If you're listening on your favorite podcast channel, be sure and follow so you don't miss out on any more of these amazing episodes. So I look forward to seeing you right here on the next episode of Raising Private Money with Jay Connor.
Are you feeling inspired by the knowledge you gained in this episode? Then head over to jconnor.com/moneyguide. That's jconnor.com/moneyguide. And download your free guide that shares 7 reasons why private money will skyrocket your real estate investing business right now. Again, that's jconnor.com/moneyguide to get your free guide. We'll see you next time on Raising Private Money with Jay Connor.